The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Want to welcome Canelo Alvarez to the Dana Cortez Show. Let's go!
Gracias, gracias.
Welcome,
How are you feeling?
Thank you.
You feeling
I feel
good?
Great.
You feel
better
good?
Than ever.
Okay, I feel like the fight is going to be incredible. We got all our money on you, so please, my house payment is riding on you.
You're very smart.
Okay. I'm very smart. Okay, I have a question that's completely off topic about this fight. As a mother, soy madre, ¿verdad? Tengo tres hijas. And I remember I saw a video of you, and your son was in the ring with you. You're tough. And he gets hit. And you could tell he wants to cry. And somebody on your team told him, no lloren, los hombres no lloren. No lloren. And you went over there and you told him, no, if you're hurt, if you feel emotion, I want you to cry. It's okay. You could tell he felt relief. Mm-hmm. Where did you learn that? Because muchos los mexicanos, some, you know, machismos, you know, our people are very, sometimes a little too misogynistic. Yeah. Where did you learn to teach your son that?
From life. I learned from life. I don't learn that from my dad and anything, but I learned from life, from my history. So it's okay to cry. It's okay to cry. It's not going to be less men or more.
That's
it's
so
it's
important.
Okay to cry to let the things go out. It's really... It feels good.
When you were little, did they tell you, don't cry?
Huh?
Cuando estabas chiquito, would your father or whoever tell you, don't cry, no?
Yeah, that's the first word.
And it's
they
awful,
say,
right?
Don't cry. Yeah.
And you hold that
tough
emotion.
Tough guys cry too.
Yeah
exactly. It's obviously.
Okay. It is,
it's
true.
It's okay.
So everything that went down with De La Hoya the other day, was that to sell some pay-per-view or are you guys really not feeling each other at all?
I don't like to sell pay-per-views with that kind of things. I don't really like it. The people know... Every time I step in the ring, they know I'm going to bring everything. And what happened yesterday, I don't really like it. But, you know, for every action is a reaction there.
Of course.
Does the lack of respect irritate you? You kept yourself very composed. But la falta de respeto, I mean, it was real. You could feel that. How do you remain composed and don't get angry and...
No, you can be angry. It's fine, but you need to do it with intelligent, with that passion, with that. Okay, I got it. I have that experience before, so I know how to canalize that kind of energy.
It was interesting what you said because he's not even boxing. You're like, it's about, why you got to turn this and make it about you?
Huh?
Because he had to turn around and make it about himself. You and Munguia are the ones
because,
in the ring.
Yeah, because he wants attention. That's what he wants because nobody cares about him anymore. When somebody talk about him, it's drugs or alcohol or something like that. No? Is that's why he need attention.
Through that back and forth, he was telling you to worry about your fight that you have going on. Can you give us a fight prediction right now, Canelo, for what's going to happen tomorrow night?
You know, I no disrespect Munguia and anything, and I know he's a good fighter. It's going to be a good fight, but I don't come to play. No, I come to box and I come to do my job, and my job is finished before the 8th.
Now, who is your greatest, who's your favorite American music artist that you're listening to now? Because us No Sabo kids are loving the evolution of English-speaking Canelo. So what English-speaking music artist are you listening to?
I don't speak that much in, I don't listen music that much in English, but Usher.
Oh, Usher, let's go, Usher!
Te gustan
los corridos tumbados de Newstown, como the JOP, como, ¿cómo se llama?
Peso Pluma.
Chino Pacas.
Sí, Luis R., JP, okay. Chino Pacas, ¿quién más? Luis R., Natanael.
Natanael, yes.
El,
shout out Rancho
Junior
Rinde.
H. Todos me gustan mucho y aparte me gusta apoyar mucho el talento mexicano. I like to support the Mexican talent, so...
I love that.
I really love it.
And I love that you said people in the U.S. don't see all of Mexico. There's like a narrative that they put up about our country. Mm-hmm. I'm not from Mexico.
I'm not that kind of person.
Exactly. You want to represent Well, and that's why
that's why he's got that Richard Mille on.
I don't know what that means, but that must be something that out of my league, right? Right there.
Yeah, so
he spent a couple bucks on it.
All right, last question. First meal after your fight. ¿Qué vas a comer?
I'm good.
You don't get hungry.
This man is a disciplined soul. Yeah. I can feel it.
I'm a fighter 24/7. So
yes.
Okay.
All my whole life, and maybe I can eat like a tacos al pastor, maybe. But I'm a fighter 24/7. So.
The next meal is going to be Benavidez, dog.
Easy.
Makes the noise, Canelo Alvarez.
Yes, thank you
so much. Gracias. The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.